Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Can I help you tonight?
Hey, this is Janice Frame. My stepmom, Patricia Frame, lives there in Brady, and I'm in Waverly, Iowa, listening. And she wanted to know, her grandson Joel's birthday would be tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to know if you can play No Charge.
No Charge. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was fixing supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it, and this is what it said: for mowing the yard, $5, and for making my own bed this week, $1. Store, 50 cents, and playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents, taking out the trash, $1, getting a good report card, $5, and for raking the yard, $2, total owed, $14.75. Standing there expectantly, and a thousand memories flashed through my mind. So I picked up the pen and, turning the paper over, this is what I wrote. When you add it all up, the full street, and he had great big old tears in his eyes. And he looked up at me and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, paid in full.
Hey, Tracy, can I hear something from Johnny Rodriguez and then the old violin, please, sir?
Well, I'll do it for you.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thanks for calling.
How can I be sure you're being honest with me? There comes a time in every man's life when he needs a little proof. So show me something different, something I ain't never seen before. This time instead stay with me tonight, say you won't regret the morning light, then I'll believe the words of love you've said to me before. If you just get up and close the door, this time instead of getting up and going home to him, felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old
said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. And I looked in the mirror. That's when I knew. That bear I was seeing, an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. And just like that, it hit me. Well, that old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
From the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Grand Ole Opry, there's, of course, the great Connie Smith with one called Once a Day. We saw Connie last month in Nashville, and she's still singing and just as pretty as ever.
Today.
Well, good evening to you.
This is your favorite sixth grade science teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a request, and you probably know what it is.
Well, I bet I can do it for you.
You bet. Thank you, darling.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Walk through this world with me. Go where I go. Share all my dreams with me. I need you so. In life we search, and some of us find. I've looked for you a long, long time. And now that I found you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand and walk through this world.
Country. Tracy Pitcox.
This is just about as infamous as he gets. How are you tonight?
Oh, man, we just found our frog here.
Well, good. Kenneth, all the way from Nashville tonight.
All the way from Las Vegas, that's for sure. Wishing y'all was up here.
I wish too, but it's good to see you last week.
Yeah, it was fun, man. We had a ball, as always.
It was quick, but it was fun.
It was a quick trip.
That's right.
That was funny, though. We had a good time, as usual.
No doubt.
That's right. Yeah, we got a steel guitar show this weekend at the Troubadour Theater.
Oh, wow. I bet that'll be great.
All day tomorrow and Saturday, then we'll have our jam session Sunday night. Uh-huh. Hopefully, if everything goes right.
Man, well, that was fun the last time. It's kind of neat to get to hear everybody and see everybody.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yes.
And everything else lined up, and we got the 27th of this month, we're going to have our Music City Hayride show again. We got featuring Ronnie Stoneman.
Oh, Ronnie is so funny and so talented. Boy, she can pick the banjo, and of course, man, what a great talent, but what a funny, funny lady.
Yeah, she's pretty good at it. I mean, you know, we taught her everything she knows.
Exactly. And she and Hee-Haw, right?
Oh, yeah, she and Hee-Haw.
That's right.
And then we had good, you know, good Lulu Roman on the Heart of Texas Roadshow that time.
Man, she was so...
She always does a great job. She can still get it out there.
And she can still sing. She really can. It's neat to see, of course, when they're on, like Lulu and Ronnie, you see them every week on those reruns, those Hee-Haw reruns. So it's like they never leave. They're just always there, which is kind of neat. Their career's been going on since Hee-Haw started.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sure.
That's for sure.
Well, you guys, y'all keep it busy all the time up there. You got something going all the time there in Nashville.
Well, we try to. We're at keep everybody rolling and keep that good old traditional country music going up here.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's for sure. And of course, we got, you know, of course, Dean Holman, you know, the CEO of the Music City Hayride, which, you know, I'm on the board of that also, which is a great avenue. Of course, you know, we venture more towards the veterans and stuff like that, as always.
Yeah.
We do the traditional country stuff, and of course, you know, and we got the rhinestone suits coming back out there.
I like that.
Of course, Dean wears it well.
He does. And you guys have a lot of special guests. I know Barbara Fairchild and Bobby G. Rice, and many of those folks come and be a part of that with you guys, and that's just really neat to see those folks there too.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We had Hawkshaw Jr. on this past show, and of course Chuck Hancock and Christy and all of them. We had a great turnout, you know.
Good.
It went over really well, and so we're looking forward to a crowd this month.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything can go good, and we got a good show going. It's almost as good as the good old Texas Roadshow.
Well, always tell them if they're in Nashville during the show, be sure and catch it there at the Troubadour. It's a great venue. It's a great place and great country music. So you can't beat the Music City Hayride.
Exactly. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's been some good old, what is that guy's name? Johnny Bush.
Johnny Bush. I'll pay you Johnny Bush, brother. And y'all,
all right, brother.
Y'all be safe, and we look forward to seeing you the next time, okay?
Well, I can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Kenny.
All right. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. All right, brother. Bye.
I know she never promised she would stay. Last a long, long time. She's never loved me quite this strong before.
Well, this has got to last a long, long time. I had a great visit this week with Linda Bush. And Linda, she called. I hadn't talked to her in probably 6-8 months. And we had just a great visit with Linda. And she is doing well. And she asked that Charlie and I come to see her down in San Antonio. And we're going to do that just as soon as we can get away and visit with her. Linda was just always so kind to me from when I was a kid. She and Johnny Bush were just wonderful to me and taught me so much and introduced me to so many people throughout the years. And I treasure our friendship and our relationship with Johnny and Linda Bush, no doubt. I love the way John recorded this next song. Great song, of course. So Willie had a great version of this as well as Gary P. Here's one called The Last Thing I Needed. The First Thing This Morning. From the Country Caruso, here's Johnny Bush.
The postman delivered a past due bill notice. The alarm clock rang 2 hours late. The garbage man left all the trash on the sidewalk. And the hinges fell off the gate. And this morning at breakfast, I spilled all the coffee and opened the door on my knee. But the last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, to have you walk out on me. Last night you came home late, and I knew you'd been drinking. That old mellow look on your face. And I thought it don't matter, 'cause it's the holiday season and you fill such a big empty space. But then I lay down beside you and I wanted your loving, 'cause your love makes my life complete. But the last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out on me. So forgive me for looking like my thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out on me. The last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out.
Tracy, play Hall next. I know she's already she's really gone.
She's really gone.
And play a little Milk Cow Blues, please, sir.
I'll do it for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
my worried mind. The more I know, I can't forget how she left me behind. Each time I see her pass me by, I feel so all alone. When I see her with somebody else, then I know she's really gone. Someone else, she smiles. Oh, how I wish that she was mine, if only for a while. There was a time when all was well, but now I'm all alone. When I see her with somebody else, then I know she's really gone.
If you don't think I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm
count
gone.
Up to 10 and hold your temper.
You're gonna need my help someday.
Oh!
Yeah, you're going to be sorry. Do you treat me this way?
Can I hear the song by Johnny Paycheck, Got Sitting Outside the Church?
All right, we'll do it for you.
And anything by Willie Nelson.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shove It!" You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you? The sandals and the beard. I believe you had long hair too. Well, this is Paycheck signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
break your eggs to count your chickens. And you can break your neck to keep your ducks all in a row. But don't think every chance you take has to mean a new mistake. It ain't necessarily so. Now, depending on the soil and the season, you can plant a seed and you can watch it grow. But you can't have a guarantee, 'cause everything that ought to be ain't necessarily so. Learn that holding on means letting go. I try to be a friend to the person on my left. They say you just can't be too careful who you know. But that ain't necessarily so. Faith in human logic, basing all the rules on the proof that you can show. But I can't take my guesses back that I based on all those facts. That ain't necessarily so. And every time I follow what I'm feeling, I end up in the same place my heart would have me go. There's one rule of life I trust, is everything outside your gut ain't necessarily so. I laugh when I can and I live with the rest. I've learned that holding on means letting go. I try to be a friend to the person on my left. They say you just can't be too careful who you know. Holding on means letting go. I try to be a friend to the person on my left. They say you just can't be too careful who you know.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Reggie. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. Got the allergies bad, but...
Well, it kind of goes around this time of year, doesn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if you could play Johnny Lee, that Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
I'll do it.
And if you could play... I heard it on the radio this morning, Justin, and a lady singer.
Yeah. Yeah, Myra Rowland, I bet. Backstreet Affair.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, if you, yeah, I'd like to hear that, too.
I'll do it for you tonight.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
I want to mention before I play this song, this is actually the current single from Johnny Lee. And I have people ask me about Johnny Lee all the time. Of course, Johnny is suffering from Parkinson's disease. But ironically, he's still out there working just about every weekend. He's doing an extended performances there in the Branson area at the Mickey Gilley Theater. And normally, of course, he and Mickey did those shows together. And with Mickey's passing, they just announced about a week ago that John Schneider was coming in. And John Schneider is taking Mickey Gilley's place. And so it'll be John Schneider and Johnny Lee working at the Mickey Gilley Theater throughout the rest of the year. And if you go, I promise you, you'll hear Johnny Lee do this song. Here's one called Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
Nothing, it's all on you. You want to win, but sometimes you lose. You do your best and hold your head up high. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. never ends. Love's flowing somewhere deep and wide. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new night. Everything's gonna be alright.
Is going to be all right. You know what I was just thinking about? I was just sitting here thinking tonight, right now, at this very moment, I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show, listening to Myra Rowland and Justin Trevino.
It brought you shame and disgrace. The world has come Hi, this is Tracy Pitcox with Pitcox Storage. If you're looking for a storage facility for you or your family, we encourage you to give us a call today at 325-456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. We have five locations in Brady with over 275 units to serve you. Give us a call at 456-KEYS for all of your storage needs. That's Pitcox Storage with five locations in Brady.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.